Cheater and the Rude with Jeff Kreisler and Lee Papa, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely cut it.
Live.
Yeah. We've got the CNN debate, Republican debate, up and ready to go. And
Exit Mitch.
And I just want
to... Enter Newt.
I just think Newt is going
to
be such a flaming cocksucker tonight.
I think the first response is going to be the flaming sword of cock-cutting.
Yes.
Cocksuckitude.
I think so.
Welcome to Cheater and, as you may have heard by our reference to the word cock, the Rude. Cheater and the Rude here on Progressive Radio Network, Thursdays, 8 o'clock. I'm Jeff Kreisler, author of Get Rich Cheating. I have a show in a week and a half with Liz Winsett, the co-creator of The Daily Show, Get Rich Cheating Live at The Pit. Go to GetRichCheating.com for information. Joining me, as always...
This is Lee Papa, and I'm the writer of the blog The Rude Pundit, and also the book The Rude Pundit's Almanac, which you can order, the 2012 edition, at orbooks.com. And you know what, just to not sort of fillate Jeff right here, but... the show is actually very funny, so if you actually are in the New York City area, you should go check it out. Is it Tuesday night?
It's not just funny, it's freaking real. It's Occupy Wall Street before they had the balls to get outside.
Yeah, okay.
It's the book version.
Yeah, that's great.
Occupy Wall
that's
Street.
That's great.
Oh, here's my sound is
your
on.
Volume is up, yes.
Yeah. We are T-minus slimy earth creature. You know what I was realizing the other day? You know, listeners know I have a newborn kid, and I haven't talked about the dirty stuff.
Like yeah, that, yeah.
But it's the perspective that I realized, you know, like, I don't know if people, listeners, may notice, the last 2 months, I've been a little mellower on the show because I feel like I could rant and rage about politics, or I could think about my child. I could, you know, worry about my child, or I could worry about Newt Gingrich. I could worry about, like, this adorable, fat, little roly thing that has ooze coming out of every orifice, or I could worry about my baby. And it's just a very formulaic, simple joke, but the point
no,
is...
No.
Ron Paul's walking on stage, everybody! Ron Paul is walking on the stage.
You know what? It really would be best for you if you actually put on the debate right now and listen to us at the same time.
Because... I think they should do without... Like, I'm watching without the sound.
Yes.
So that's how they should do it. They should listen to us. There are giant cubes here. Let me open them. There are giant cubes here. They're walking through.
Oh, Jesus Christ. They're actually
Newt
walking.
You barely made it through.
You know, that is a large. That man looks like he's wearing a barrel. It's under his coat. It looks like he's got a fucking barrel on.
Well, he has a lot of, it takes like flak jackets and a lot of stitches and a lot of material to hold in.
Is that
like
little...
his other organs are trying to escape his body because
yes,
his heart
yes.
is so black.
Wait.
Rick Santorum just fingered.
Rick Santorum, yes. Oh, yes, we want that. We want to watch the fingering.
All right.
We want to see. Are they behind the podiums yet?
Oh, look, and there's in the audience, you can see Giselle. That's Romney's wife.
Yes. Oh, it's all old white people, so that's par for the course.
That guy's not old. He was dead, actually.
Yeah, there was a dead white guy in the audience, so that's really probably Romney's block.
How do we feel about there being so many debates? Let me ask this question, as Wolf Blitzer introduces us to his beard. The debates, to me, have taken on a new life. There's so many of them, it's become an example of how the media and corporations control government. Because the only reason there are so many debates, what is this? They're not going to make a
Jesus Christ, they're fucking, there's a fucking choir their... coming out.
That's
and
no
singing.
Good. Santorum can't
no.
control himself. Don't get them so...
So yeah, there's a fucking choir singing... Are they singing the Star Spangled Banner?
It's too close to the death of Joe Paterno.
You know what? You know what?
You need to
put this on when we need to hear some of this.
No, we don't need to hear.
Oh, we totally need to hear.
No, we don't need to hear this.
Do you hate America?
Yeah.
God damn it!
Wait, America is that? That's the girl that was.
No, put up the volume. Put up the volume. Oh yeah. You know what? I'm gonna masturbate right now to this. Right now. Always to the Star Spangled Banner. That's why I'm not allowed to attend Yankees games anymore.
Oh, but you can't wear a condom because you take off your hat.
Wow, you're on fire.
Listen, they don't even have a real flag. They have a video of a flag. Communists. Because they spend so much money on the cubes.
Yes. That really is. It
Did
looks
I
like,
get out my...
You know what? It looks like the UN there.
Really? Did I get on my point about how it's now just immediate? Like the networks are making so much money off these debates.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
all it is.
Yeah, because there's, you know, they backload the commercials, and you know, last time the CNN debate, there were, or was it CNN? No, the last one was NBC.
Something to do with a C.
NBC. There was like commercials every half hour, and there was.
Dude,
like,
here's a question. We're, by the way, Lee and I here on Shooter on the Root are waiting for Newt Gingrich's first.
Yes, as soon as Newt Gingrich speaks, we're gonna actually jump right in.
Because
I guess they're not letting John King. I wish they were letting John King. This is a CNN debate. I wish they were letting John King in.
I hope Blitzer goes over to the candidates and starts poking them like it's
right,
touch
right,
screens,
right, right.
And then Ron Paul grabs the con.
Oh, wait.
They're showing Santoro. Oh, they're writing.
They're
no,
writing.
Final Jeopardy.
Yep.
They're writing down their do you think he's going to come out and attack the media, the question off the bat, or is he going to attack, right? Is he going to go, no, it's typical media.
No, he's going to, I think he's going to go for Obama, and then Romney is going to try to fuck his shit up. I believe that if SOPA were in effect, we would actually end up probably being arrested.
For describing what we see online.
No, for when we, oh, that, are they going? Oh, no, it's Rick Santorum.
It's Rick Santorum.
Are they? Did they have to open with a joke? Is that what they were writing?
They don't have to, but their platform is there.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I don't know. You have the most real, insincere laughs, or most insincere-sounding real. I hate you. I think what's going on is...
You know what it is? It's these fuckers. These fuckers are making us angry and hate each other. We'll be punching each other like children with a violent video game. Oh, who the fuck is that? Some old lady in the audience.
That's what happens if you leave Santorum.
This is what happens when you don't abort somebody, is they end up looking like that.
True. If you don't abort a baby, they grow up to be old.
To be old. Oh, I guess they are all introducing somebody special in the audience.
Oh.
And Newt Gingrich, here's the bitch I'm banging right now. I would like you to introduce you to the woman that was my mistress for 6 years. I was fucking her while I was married.
And you said the language.
Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney.
It's looking more and more like a fern every debate.
Really?
Yeah, don't you get that sense
of like potted plant kind of thing? Or,
yeah,
or specifically a fern?
Like
something deciduous?
Yeah, he's smiling. He's just going to smile. His strategy, like you said, is let Newt implode.
Right. Newt's going to go. And there's Ron Paul. Ron Paul is...
He's looking more and more like one of those brushes you clean the toilet with.
He is, actually. He is. I, you know, Ron Paul, I always think, every time I see Ron Paul, I think he's going to molest me.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't have little kids on stage with these Republican candidates.
No, you cannot. You cannot. Or certainly
Santorum
not 20-year-old women with
Santorum
Newt Gingrich.
Santorum was Sandusky's senator when it all went down.
Oh, that's right.
People forget about that.
Wow, you just came up with a commercial. Wow. Who was the senator in Pennsylvania while Jerry Sandusky was getting...
Oh, someone's asking a question.
Wait.
Fat girl asking a question.
Dude, you are such... You are such a sizist.
P-H-A-T. Here we go. Let's
you
see.
Were such a sizist.
Adele, are you ready in case Newt answers this question?
There's Wolf Blitzer's beard.
Let's turn it on anyway.
Deportation or illegal immigrants leaving the country
voluntarily. Oh, illegal immigrants? Oh, you know what?
Well, the possible solution is...
No, I just fucked that. That's Rick Santorum. Take him down.
Do you mean...
Take him down a notch. Yeah, this is, Oh, there she is.
She looks better from this angle.
By the way, if you're listening to this on the podcast later on, just imagine the debate that's going on right now, and I think you'll find it very enjoyable.
Except if we can project ourselves into the future when people are like listening tomorrow. We're pretending we don't even know about the time when Newt Donkey punched Ron Paul. We're pretending we don't even know what's happening. But really, we've been to tomorrow. All right, we probably can't do just stare at the screen.
No, we can't. We should probably talk about it. You know, here's the thing. Newt Gingrich has been such a bastard all week.
But he's so awesome. He's just like, it's what's nice.
Oh, he's the most awesome bastard around.
Because they're not...
Oh, he's
going to
go, you know what?
The circular firing
squad. With immigration, he's going to go after Romney. Because he thinks Romney's, you know, Romney's self-deportation thing is just absolutely absurd. It's Obama-like levels of delusion!
Newt wants... This is like the, by the way, Newt... Newt, Mitt, Rick, and Ron. It's the worst boy band ever. Tax cuts. We're fucked. I think Newt wants people to self-deport to his moon colony.
Wasn't that great? Wants the gays to go with him.
And Ron Paul wants to sit there and hold the
Trump. They're making the woman stand up again. Why? She asked her question, sit the fuck down.
Because she's the youngest woman there. She's probably like 30, and she's the youngest woman there by 70
years. That's right. She's the only one not wearing a diaper.
She's, what happened to my vote for Buchanan?
Really?
Yeah. Newt looks like one of those, like the ice creams.
No,
like
Newt, Newt looks like a pinata.
No, just when you look, just look at his head. He looks like a, like there's like an ice cream on a stick.
Wait,
he's turning somebody. So here we go. Is this it?
Are they actually going to try to get?
Oh, no, turn up the volume.
Well, look, I think that first of all, you should control the border, which I have pledged to do by January 1 of 2014.
How?
You should fix legal immigration in terms of visas so people can come and go easily, more easily than doing it illegally. You should also make deportation easier so when you deport people who shouldn't be here, MS-13 gang members, for example, it should be very quick and very clear. You should have a guest.
I think that Ron Paul would probably be more fun. But Rick Santorum would be great because you know he'd cry.
The federal government won't do. And you should have much stronger employer penalties at that
time
that you
can vote.
I actually agree that self-deportation will occur.
I don't even know.
Self-deportation.
Yes, self-deportation. Woo, drink.
Millions of people who faced with that would go back home, file for a guest worker program, and might or might not come back.
I've self-deported right in my pants.
Where people who have been here a very long time, who are married, who may well have children and grandchildren.
To the moon. To the moon, Romney. To the moon.
Grandmothers or grandfathers aren't likely
really
to self-deport.
I was kind of hoping
and then
to be
you've got a question. Yeah. I offered a proposal, a citizen panel, to review whether or not somebody who'd been here a very long time, who had family.
I love that. I love the idea of this panel of citizens from a town.
All right.
And Pedro's got to come there with his sombrero in his hands and ask, Senor, I have been here for 30 years.
It worked really well when the community got to decide if blacks and women and gays were humans.
Experimented with self-deportation. Wolf. Wolf, that was back in the 70s.
Speakers also indicate that
that's it.
No, wait, I want to hear Romney here.
It's very simply this. Which
this is where the bitch slapping's going to start.
Legally, they would be given an identification card that points out they're able to work here.
The right
and then you have an
cards.
E-verify system.
They do. They want everything to have a card. They just want you to have cards.
So they can be tracked. You can just go through these.
That's right. Or not even that. The satellites can just pick up your magnetic
Well, as soon as you're born, whatever song is playing on a radio station near you, that is automatically set as your preference and everything.
And over time, those people would tend to leave the country or
really, your entire life is set by the song.
Because it's all about basically like Google search.
Really?
This is the type of beetle you want because you search for cars over and not the bugs. It now, all networks out. So as soon as you're born,
say, but isn't that
all of everything you're taught, everything you eat, everything you learn,
their
everything
lives
you touch,
here,
everything
perhaps
you
raise
try.
Children
that sounds like a Ron Paul-esque conspiracy
there are
theory.
Three groups of people that are
well,
concerned
it wouldn't happen on the moon.
One of those that have come here.
Lower this. Fuck this guy.
The second is a group. Literally?
No. No.
No. No. I don't mean. Literally is the wrong word. PRN, cheater in the rude.
We're literally fucking Republicans. Literally.
I have. I'm sure. Oh.
What did you just do?
I just spilled my water.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's okay. It's not on anything vital yet.
No, no.
Just my
hey, how about we go to a break for a moment here?
No, no, stay here.
No, stay here, Waddle.
I'll go get a napkin.
Okay.
Lee, tell the world what you think about Jesus. No, no. Tell the world when the last time was you fucked a Republican. You don't have to use his or her name.
No. Well, here we go. Jason's coming in here. This is just the most experimental episode of Cheater on the Roof. Oh, there's Ron Paul. Ron Paul's going to say something like, well, I just don't think the government should be involved in that kind of thing. I think that we should probably just enforce the laws as they are. Hey, that was actually not a bad Ron Paul
there. Was that your vamping?
That was my Ron Paul.
That wasn't a
I just don't.
Paul.
You know, I was in the military, and when I was in the military, we knew how to keep the Mexicans out. And I don't understand why we can't bring the troops back and make a human wall right on the Rio Grande River to keep out all of the Mexicans.
Why don't we have a don't ask, don't tell policy for immigration?
Don't ask, don't tell if you're illegal?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
I think that would work. You combine the best of all worlds.
Yeah, well, you know, certainly, you know, they're doing the exact
opposite. What happens
when
we find out the Jam Brewer is from, like, born in Mexico or something
right,
like that?
Right, right. That's the thing is, like, you know.
Is Jam Brewer positioning herself for a 2016 Sarah Palin-esque moment?
No. Are you kidding? After her debate with Harry Reid where she sat there and just smiled like, I'm so fucking stupid, I can't even remember were my talking points. It was worse than the Rick Perry meltdown. Yes. Oh, wait, let's go.
The original conversations about deportation.
Come on, Nate.
The position I took, which he attacked pretty ferociously, was that grandmothers and grandfathers aren't going to be successfully deported. We as a nation are not going to walk into some family. And by the way, they're going to end up in a church.
That's what we do. We walk into some family's house.
We're not going to walk in there and grab a grandmother out and then kick them out.
No, that's what we do, dude. What the hell, man?
Your indignation. I want to control the border. I want English to be the official language of government. I want us to have a lot of changes.
Woo! English!
I am prepared to be very tough and very bold, but I'm also prepared to be realistic because I've actually had to pass
my
legislation in Washington.
My balls are very tough
and I don't believe
bold.
An this unrealistic promise
too.
Is
yes,
going
to
get
yes.
through.
I'm prepared to
but
be tough
I do believe
and bold,
if there's some level of humanity for people who've been here a long time,
yes.
we can pass
yes.
legislation
I'm going,
that will
not going to burst into your house, but gently enter it.
Do you think Newt has like a really attractive suave guy inside his skin?
No, I think he's got a tiny little gremlin that controls him. From inside that is even more horrible and awful.
Go ahead, Governor.
I was listening to
inexcusable.
You.
Oh, wait, it's inexcusable. And actually, Senator Marco Rubio came to my defense and said that ad was inexcusable and inflammatory and inappropriate. Mr. Speaker, I'm not anti-immigrant. My father was born in Mexico. My wife was born in Wales. They came to this country. The idea
wait,
that
on
I'm
a Mormon mission.
Wait. He was born.
Don't use a term like that. You could say we disagree on certain policies, but to say that enforcing the U.S. law to protect our borders, to welcome people here legally, to expand legal immigration, as I approve, that's somehow anti-immigrant.
I actually kind of love, you know, as much as I despise all of them and I hope they all fail,
that is characterized
I kind of love the way that Mitt Romney
long.
Has raised
and
his game.
I'm glad that Marco Rubio called you out on it.
Well, but
I'm
he's
glad you withdrew it.
Raised his game, but I think he's gone outside his comfort zone.
Oh, totally.
So it's going to be fun to watch him sort of implode.
What is with you and implosions? No, leave it up.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, snaproot. Newt just got neuted. Oh, you thought he wasn't going to get the applause. Now you're a little creature inside your body that feasts on bile and hate.
By the way, we should credit CNN for the coverage of the debate.
Oh, yeah, CNN.com.
We're streaming it.
You know what I mean?
Because we're not hosting the debate.
This is fair use.
Yes.
Because we're
commenting.
Adjusting
a grandmother
them. Yes.
Or a grandfather from their family. Just tell me the language. I'm perfectly happy for you to explain what language you'd use.
Mr. Speaker, I think I described following the law as it exists in this country, which is to say, I'm not going around and rounding people up and deporting them.
What my
I
people said, are.
Yes. not
my
like worker. I would do that.
My maid, when she's done cleaning.
Yes. And don't worry, they're legal now, because for God's sake, I'm running for president.
Take their homes and deport them. Those are your words, not my words.
I'm not deporting anything but my profits.
Suggest to people that somehow, if you're not...
Cayman Islands? Switzerland? Whoa!
Nothing could be further from the truth. I am pro-immigrant. I want people to come to
See,
America
when he gets all
skill
raising
and vitality
his game,
and vibrance. I want them to come
no,
legally.
No, but he's learned to level it off. He's learned to treat it as a game. He's learned that you can get to Newt. And that's what was the beautiful thing about the last South Carolina debate. Or the first, no, I guess it was the first Florida debate.
Yeah. Turn it down a little, Giselle.
No, wait, Newt's coming back.
We've gone from your Washington attack when I first proposed this. And you said it was outrageous, it would be a magnet, to you're accepting the fact that, you know, a family's going to take care of their grandmother, their grandfather.
What is this thing with grandma and grandpa?
There's
old people in the audience. Yes, I don't want them. It's old Jews. I don't want them to deport me.
Yeah, but the old Jews don't care about old Hispanics.
No. Come on. Make sure you mention Cubans. Mention the Cubans. Nobody mentions the fucking Haitians.
Elian Gonzalez. What are we getting at?
Yeah, we need that. We had a Terry Shadow.
I think he might have been singing in the choir.
They're not 11.
I don't like the applause
our
thing.
Our problem is not 11 million
Let's put these guys in a dark room.
Our problem is... All right.
Our problem is not what, did you say? 11 grandmas?
There's not 11 million grandmas.
Our problem is 11 million people getting jobs that many
jobs
Americans,
from
legal
Mitt's,
immigrants
Mitt's
would like
on,
to have.
Mitt's on. I'm going to root for Mitt right now.
Do you think rights for Newt?
It's people getting their health care.
Who do you think rights for Mitt? Mitt?
Callista?
Yes.
Oh, that, you see, now that would be awesome. If Mitt Romney was boning Callista and has been boning her for the last few years.
She has looked like she lost some weight.
And weight
has been intense, as you well know, as all four of you know, and anyone who watches television knows.
Well, Wolf's bringing in the four.
You've had an ad running saying that Speaker Gingrich called Spanish, quote, the language of the ghetto.
Oh, yeah, it's Santorum. Who the
what
fuck cares?
I haven't seen the
ads. Oh, no, wait. Oh,
sorry, I don't get to see all the TV ads. I don't know what...
I don't get
did
to
he
see
say
the
that?
TV ads.
Did you
No, what I said was we want everybody to learn English because we don't want any, I didn't use the word Spanish. We do not want anyone trapped in a situation.
Newt is such a fucking liar. That, the thing I love about Newt
they cannot
is that, and you got to find things to love about
these guys. He understands the American psyche and attention span.
And knows that no matter how much he lied, that more people will believe his hear and believe his lie than will ever hear from PolitiFact or Fact Check to say, you know what, Newt Gingrich is a fucking liar.
It's the old, the more you repeat a lie, the more likely it is becomes truth, or enough people will believe it to be truth. It's like John Kerry.
Governor Romney,
war deserter.
Like my use of language.
Okay. Can we turn it down? I can't listen to this anymore.
Deliberate distortion.
Is that all right, Lee? I know you.
No, no, that's fine.
You're perversely excited by the debates.
Oh,
they're not even debates anymore. They're just commercials.
But I just love Ron Paul and Rick Santorum. They're actually, you know what? I know you're probably not watching. You're probably just paying attention to us. But right now in the background, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum are having hot man-on-man sex. It's amazing.
Oh, here comes a turtle. Because that's what it leads to, man-on-turtle. First and man-on-man.
Oh, my God. They're tag-teaming the turtle.
Oh, there's a dog.
Oh my God. Why is Rick Santorum letting that dog lick him there?
Oh, my God. Gail Collins and Maureen Downer are putting the dog on top of Romney's car. Because they
just killed the bit.
Because I didn't let
bit.
It build until
you,
it got
you,
to
you,
the end.
You just took the bit that was on a roll, and like that dog on top of a car, you shit all over it.
Well, I think that I like to go meta with my comedy. I like those are people that understand the craft of life will appreciate the craft of comedy and appreciate the craft of shit metaphors preemptively.
Preemptive shit.
Because if it came out on time, it'd be like a shit you can control. But Romney and Gingrich and Ron Paul are shits you cannot control. You notice I didn't mention one person. I will not refer to that person because we've...
No, we're not making that joke anymore. Hey, do you want to make fun of this woman who's asking a question?
No, she seems like she's got a child at home she cares for who's actually 40. Look, the point is... I think America, that's as good as I could get away from that comment quickly. Like, this is what politics has done. Like, it's not even politics anymore. I'm a political comic, allegedly. For 10 years.
Sorry, I didn't mean to crack up at the idea of you being a political comic.
But for 10 years, it's all I care. I don't need to see Grandpa Munster talking about his weight loss program. Yes. I was on Weight Watchers,
I'm a doctor. And, you know, I treat patients. And I just don't, you know what, he's becoming now like Charles Nelson Reilly in my voice. That's one for the grown-ups.
Okay, good, yes. Well, then I'll take a break. This is going to go on longer than our show. We got about 5 minutes left in this show.
No, we don't. We have like 6 or 7 minutes left.
That's like 5 minutes.
Sorry, but in radio time, a minute can be eternal. Can it not? He's not listening anymore.
Come on, you ruined the bit. We were going to have there be a silence there. You ruined the bit. You put the dog on the roof too soon. By the way, from now on in my act, whenever anything I like fuck anything, I'm like, I put the dog on the roof too soon. Hey. It's going to fucking kill. When I go on the road, it's
going to be the
problem. I don't have... That's why I love...
You don't have a running gag. You don't have a signature line.
Well, I don't have a hook, but more to the point, I don't have an audience out there that would allow me to say I put the dog on the roof too soon, because that audience doesn't exist, except for here on PRN. Finally found my home in a studio with just one person who is equally looking for people to get his references. Together, we can please each other. Lee, I guess what I'm trying to say...
Yes, are you proposing to me?
Yeah. I said please, not pleasure, because I want to keep this...
No, I understand. I did not...
We're going to start with kissing.
Okay. All right. We can do that. You know, it's appropriate since Rick Santorum is speaking right now that we're talking about our kissing. You know what? It's been a few episodes since we've gotten that undercurrent of homoeroticism or maybe the overt homosexual references.
I think it's out of deference to the fact that I have a newborn son and you felt like that. I have a relationship with him.
I think we needed a break, a sorbet, if you will, to cleanse our palates before we put cocks back in them.
Well, I think now that we're down to four candidates, four white, overeager, well-dressed, throbbing men standing at attention before a crowd of people representing their parents.
Can I just say that I think that Rick Santorum... Did I just ruin your bit? I'm sorry. Rick, you put glasses on Rick Santorum, he looks exactly like Jared from the Subway commercials.
Yeah, well... He is.
He is Jared?
Didn't you notice he got voted out, in 2004? that's when Jared came on the scene. Coincidence or
maybe
Sandusky?
Not. Maybe not. Are you saying that? No. let's not start accusing Santorum of things that are even worse than things he actually does, like handing his fetus around to his children.
It's not what he does, it's what he advocates to other people.
No, he handed his fetus, the fetus.
It's a simple. Look,
that's my dog on a roof thing, all right?
Yes.
I can't let that go.
That's fine. Can we.
What do we got? No, it's still.
You can't tell the difference between Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich, can you?
No, I
just. It's like a before and after.
It's
like the Crypt Keeper and the Crypt guy concessions.
Well, you know, he's the size of two Ron Pauls together, Newt Gingrich.
Can I say this before? Like, we take certain things for granted because there's been so much terribleness in the Republican and the politics in general. The hypocrisy in Rick Santorum being on stage talking about getting government out of Americans' lives, getting government out of spending money they don't have, getting government out of making decisions for other people. While yet he would have the government go into someone's house and tell them who he or she could sleep with, how he or she could carry a child or not carry a child in his or her body, how he or she could worship at the altar of humanity. It is a disgrace to the freedom that this country was built upon that one man, one single solitary man, can represent so much hypocrisy, so much contradiction, and yet not let me make a single Google joke about his name. I will not stand for this. America is better than this, Santorum. I didn't think you'd get that last note.
My whistle is a little dry right now.
Deep whistling is difficult.
Yes, it is. I just think it's adorable the way they're pretending like Santorum and Ron Paul still matter.
Well, it's kind of like the counterbalance. If there's some sort of metaphor there for, like, they're like the little sidecars of these two guys' motorcycle.
Oh, it's like having two Sancho Panzas face off against each other.
Yes, I don't get that reference.
No, I'm sorry.
Too long to explain. What about
Don Quixote, Sancho Panza?
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
And you know what? That even works even more since it's Florida and there's lots of, you know, Sanchos there.
Well, I was thinking about Short Round from
Short Round at the Zoo in Indy. Oh, wait. Do we have time to go back to it?
We got like 2 minutes. What, we got 2 minutes? We have 2 minutes.
Let me ask the speaker a question. Did you say what the ad says or not? I don't know.
It's taken totally out of context.
Oh, okay.
I did not know. I did not say it about Spanish. I said in general, about all languages.
I wish someone would just play the ad.
English in general, period.
All right.
Let's take a look at what he said.
Wait.
All right, we have a very important subject, housing.
Oh.
Not only
I thought I was
going to
bust out like a smartphone. Let's take a look. When is someone going to do that? Can you turn it down? We got like a minute. When is someone, one of these debate candidates, when are they going to bust out the fucking smartphone and be like, Steve Jobs, American creativity, ingenuity, and boom, Newt lying.
Yeah, Steve Jobs did not create more jobs than the stimulus.
Well, he did in China.
Yes. Well, that's from the Republican response to the State of the Union, which we didn't get to because...
Why? From Mitch Daniels, the guy that created this?
The economic genius? Yeah, the guy that was the budget
office. I love the rebranding.
Office.
The branding, you got to admit, Republicans are much better at branding.
They are.
They say what they want. Listen,
they are. Speaking
Monday
of branding,
the 6th, Get Rich Cheating, my brand, will be live at the Pit. Go to getrichcheating.com. I'll be talking with Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show. And check us out, Cheater and the Rude on PRN. We got a Facebook page. Please join up there. Give me some money. And Lee, what do you got to tell the people before we get out of here?
That you have been listening to Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network.
Buy Lee's book.
Rude Pundit's Almanac at orbooks.com. We'll see you again next week. There'll probably be another debate. I will have hanged myself by then.